Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Key Equities for all your stockbroking needs.
He's back, Roger Montgomery, after, well, I don't know how long he's been away.
Not as long as you.
Good to be an investment manager, I've got to tell you. Roger Montgomery from the Montgomery Fund is with us in the studio right now for the very first time this year. Roger, it is the 4th of February. What about productivity in this country? You're always banging on about this, and here you are, it's the 4th of February. What's going on?
Well, it's an inauspicious start to the year, given where the market's going. Let me say, though, my holiday was only a few days longer than yours. You started earlier than me. I worked right up until Christmas Eve.
Anyway, so...
Plus, I'm always connected. You're going off overseas, gallivanting around.
Wait. Settle down.
I'm connected.
The market, I presume you had all your money in cash anyway.
Well, so you remember we said that before Christmas.
There was no value.
There was no value. We were 30% cash. In fact, we're 34% or 35%
cash. But a lot of investment managers had told us that. Isn't the problem for any investment manager? By the way, give us a call, 131873. You got a stock? You want to figure out whether it's good value or not? Roger Montgomery is in the house. We'll help you out with all of that. If there's anything going around the place, few stocks to talk about. Maybe some of those big retailers, for example. We'll get to those in a little moment. But Roger, the problem is still if the money's coming through the door, that cash pile continues to grow. And that is a pressure on an investment manager who is running a stock market fund that you've got to keep to find. You've got to keep on finding investments, don't you?
It is a pressure if... Ross, it is a pressure if you're worried about short-term performance. So if you're worried about going up this month or going down this month, if you're worried about beating the next guy this month and next month, that is a pressure. But if you're thinking, well, I want my investors to actually hold a portfolio of really wonderful businesses that have been purchased at cheap prices, and I want businesses with bright prospects whose intrinsic values are going to go up over 5 or 10 years, then I'm not worried about the next month or the next 2 months. So, you know, the market was rallying in December, it rallied in November. We had a lot of cash. We were underperforming during that period. Because we had the cash, it was a bit of a drag on our performance. But now that the market's coming off, and some stocks, while the market's off 3 or 4%, you've got to remember there are individual companies that have fallen 20, 30, 40%.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. The Reject Shop, for example, came off 30%.
It did, but you added that as a bit of a favourite. But that profit downgrade was a surprise, wasn't it?
We had 5% of the portfolio in the Reject Shop, and we were selling it down. We'd sold out. I think we had only 1% of the portfolio in it at the time of its announcement.
Yes.
Yeah, and it got very cheap.
But then, did you pile back in afterwards?
We bought a little bit more,
so you still think fundamentally that is a good business regardless?
Yeah, I think...
And it hasn't overstretched itself, which is what Chris Bryce,
who's the CEO there, who used to be the CFO and worked under Barry Saunders, who I reckon is one of the best merchants and retailers in Australia. Chris needs to make sure the team get their purchasing right, get the right product mix. If they can get that right, then the leverage that they'll get from rolling out a lot more stores and the demise of Jan Cameron's business, Chicken Feed. The demise of that business means that there's a lot. They can grab more market share, and they're taking over some of the stores. So they're almost opening a store a week.
It's unbelievable. Roger Montgomery in the house. We're going to take a couple of calls and a few more stocks we'll talk about after this break. Welcome back to the program with Roger Montgomery for the first time this year. We have a call from Trent in Narrabeen who needs a bit of a hand on something. Hello, Trent.
Yeah, good evening, Ross. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Just a quick question. It's actually on behalf of my father. He's been holding on to his AMP shares now for probably about the last 4 to 5 years, and hasn't been a lot of movement with them, I must say. There were talks about possibly a takeover at one point, but that...
They then took over AXA, didn't they? AXA Asia Pacific.
So, not a lot of movement with him. He's 70 years of age. He's contemplating whether now's the right time to just cash him in and get what he can get, or whether there is anything on the horizon, or maybe you may know of.
Go on, Roger, what do you reckon?
Okay, the way to answer it is this way. You can't predict the right, you're never going to get the timing exactly right. You're never going to pick the top. And trying to work out what's going to happen to the share price in the next week or month or whatever, that's going to be too hard. But the business hasn't been able to generate very high rates of return on incremental equity. So that tells me its value isn't rising. And if its value isn't rising significantly, then over long periods of time, neither will its share price.
And the, and the interesting thing is, having been up at around 450, something like that, it's now back around about 425 or so, I think it is.
Look, that's just,
and that's just come in the last little while. But even if you look long-term, of course, that stock price, you know, fell very heavily, then recovered. Yep. So it's really not
gone terribly far. It's got to consistently add value to, you know, you hear advisors say, and to Trent, you know, they'll say to you, invest for the long term, but time is only the friend of an extraordinary business. If it's an average or mediocre business, time's a bit of an enemy. So the longer you stay in there, the more you're missing out on gains somewhere else.
No, it's interesting. Thank you for that, Trent. I'm going to keep on moving. Roger, is there anything that just takes your fancy at the moment? We've got only a small moment.
Start looking at some of these internet retailers, you know, the Webjets. And REA Group had an amazing announcement today. You know, the profit was up 40 or 50%. It was just incredible. This is for the first half. So, you know, have a look at those. If everyone still fears China and the United States, share prices will drop and you want to buy the really good businesses. These internet companies are the ones to look at, I think.
That's because their cost bases are low and
their upside is
terrific. You've actually done really well out of those over a long period of time. Roger Montgomery with us for the very first time this year. He'll be here on a Tuesday taking your calls, taking your questions, but also trying to find a little bit of value in the stock market as well. Thanks for all the emails and the calls that came through tonight. There's plenty to talk about, and certainly I know that Steve Price and Andrew Bolt will be doing the same after the news. We'll see you tomorrow night.